And welcome in, everyone. This is Eric Willowite. Welcome to NIHL Hockey on SportsTownChicago.com. So glad you can join us on our live stream here as we get set to start the seeding for the NIHL Bantam Gold Division. Tonight's game, this is the kickoff game here in Naperville between the Hawks, number one team, and the Sabres, number one team. Both teams have finished warm-up and will be getting ready for starting action here shortly. You can join us on SportsTownChicago.com. So in Bantam Gold, just a little insight here for those new to NIHL hockey, Northern Illinois Hockey League. In Bantam Gold, there are 23 teams split up into red, white, and blue tiers for their eight seeding round games. Once the seeding round concludes, the top teams in the white tier may be promoted to Bantam Elite. The teams that perform poorly may be relegated to Bantam Gold B. And both teams getting set to come on the ice now. And we are set. All right, underway here in the all-season ice rink. Underway here in the all-season ice rink here in Naperville. And we have an early whistle here. With 12:46 to play here in the first period. Puck in the corner, carried out, knocked to center ice. He's getting in with it now on the defense is Gable. Gable has the puck. And puck inside the zone, scooted out. Driscoll has it, he moves it forward. Puck loose at center ice, picked up by the Chargers, the Hawks. Hawks dump it into the Sabre zone and cut loose out at center ice and looking to dump it back into the Sabre zone effectively now and skidding after it for Sabre's Paravola. Now he dumps it off and behind the net and we have a stoppage of play. Let's see what the call here is. Yeah, it looks like we have our first penalty of the game. And going into the box is number 51. That'd be Tyler Holt for the Chicago Hawks. Going into the box. Minutes for hooking, and the draw will come outside the Sabre zone along the near boards. Puck knocked loose. Shooting it up the center ice now and skating after it is number 42, Klamage. Now it goes along to the far boards, feeding it up to Klamage inside the Hawks zone, only able to pick it up and shot down and cleared by the Hawks with 11:26 to go in the first period, 1:36 to go on the penalty to Holt for the Hawks. Sabres on the power play here in the early going. Puck cleared out the center ice. Skating with it now is Drew Shadel. Shadel has it. Skips it over to his partner, Bellatini. Back to Shadel. Shadel clears it down all the way. Skating after it for the Hawks is McCormick. McCormick behind the goal line inside the Sabre zone along the near boards. Rings it around behind the net. That's going to be picked up by number 21, Jacob Planka. Planka scoots it loose to Walashek. Walashek. And nifty drop pass there as he's getting it over headband over to Quinn Farnas. Now skating it into the zone, number 12, Josh Whalen. And puck cleared out by the Hawks, goes all the way down. Goaltender will pick that up. And along near boards, taken down, no call. And Farnas dumps it in into the Hawks zone. Puck is loose in front. And skated away and cleared at the blue line just outside. And that skated forward. Walashek going after it. well as number 25 for the Sabres, Paravola. Quick shot on net there by Shoup. Ethan Shoup with the shot on net. And the glove save by number 32, Jack Robbins. Jack Robbins, your goaltender here for the Sabres. And on the other side of the net for the Hawks is number 31, Ben Ogbeni. Ogbeni. And puck along the near boards. Got out the center ice, getting in with it now for the Sabres. Number 9, Jaden Tkachuk. Center is it. And puck is jammed into the corner. And that loose puck is picked up by the Hawks. Skating forward with it. Number 4 is Drew Schadel. Schadel, penalty is over now. Both teams at full strength. Puck behind the goal line. Centered out. No one home for the Hawks. Kept in, however, at the point by number 46. That's Tommy McDonald. And going into the corner, now getting the puck off. Tkachuk has it. Centers it out to the blue line. Coming away with it now. Number 55 is Joey Mulcair. Mulcair gets a shot off and a save there by number 31. That's goaltender, again, Ogbeni. And we have a stoppage in play with 9:09 to play in the first period. No score. Sabres had the early power play. Unable to get anything off of that. Couple chances, but nothing of high quality. So both teams here skating through here in the early going. Hawks have possession inside the zone. Win the draw at the point. Brown fires a shot on net. That's blocked out front. And skating away with it is number 60, Ryan Vanacek. Into the zone. Brown for the Hawks behind his own net. Circles around. Skating with it now at his own blue line. Rings the puck off the far boards, half boards. You know, stoppage of play. And let's see. Well, I think the puck might have hit a player on the Hawks bench, so the draw is brought back into the Hawks zone just in front of the Hawks bench on the far side. Puck knocked outside, dumped into the Sabres zone by number 98, Jake Apostolis. And going into the corner now, number 51 centers it. Unable to keep it in at the point, number 10, Bellatini. And the Hawks will have to regroup at their own blue line. Falling down and picking up the loose puck now is Farnas. Skating in with it. Oh, and unable to get a shot away as he was in on net. Ogbeni was ready for it, but the puck came loose, unable to get a shot off. Skating into the corner now is number 18, Angus Nemeth. Throws it out the center lights. Apostolos throws it into the zone. Skating after it is number 51 for the Hawks, Tyler Holt. Tyler Holt throws it on net. That gets kicked into the far corner. Puck battle, Apostolos comes up with it in the far corner, looking for a centering option. Dropping it back into the top of the circle. Fired, shot wide, and picked up by Holt. That's kicked aside by number 32, Jack Robbins. And puck gets loose out to center ice. Apostolos has it at the blue line for the Hawks into the Sabre zone. Gets it over the Shoup. Fires a shot from the near circle over the shoulder of Robbins. And that puck is now behind the net and a big collision there. Knocked down is number 81, Michael McCormick. And a giveaway inside the Sabre zone. That shot is blocked. Did not get on net. Sabres looking to come away with it. Odd man break there now. Whalen tried to get by one defender. Stolen away by Lovelace for the Hawks. On the near circle, tried to get it on net. That gets steered aside into the far corner. Puck still inside the Sabre zone and now out. Skating with it now is Wallacek. Tried to leave it at the blue line for Whalen. That puck got deflected. And now Wallacek looking to go in with it again. Falls down just inside the blue line and the Hawks clear. Here's McCormick at the blue line for the Hawks into the Sabre zone. Gets a pass away. And trying to feed it over to number 4, that's Drew Schadel. The Hawks, or the Sabres, are able to clear the zone. Schadel with it at his own blue line, and he throws it towards the Hawks bench. Puck is loose. Schadel will have to regroup inside his own zone along the far boards. Schadel. Upcoming pass now to Brown along the near boards inside the Sabre zone. Shot didn't get through. He picks up his own rebound, though, and a save by Robbins. What a save Two or three nice saves by Derek Robbins there and a flurry of activity here. 6-5 to go in the first period. Puck rung around to the near boards. Puck is loose, knotted out. Skating after it now is Bellatini for the Hawks. And he'll get there and circle behind his own net. Being pressured by number 55, that's Joey Mulcair for the Sabres. Mulcair loses his stick. And this will be an offsides call on the Sabres as Mulcair was trying to grab his stick and the puck entered back inside the zone. 5:45 to play, no score here in our Bantam seeding round game between Sabres number one and Hawks one here at the All Seasons Ice Rink in Naperville. Draw in front of the Hawks bench on the far side, just outside the blue line. And the Hawks win the draw, it kicks into their own corner. Grabbing the puck for the Hawks, number 28, Ethan Shoup. Shoup shoots it around to the far boards, and now back to the near boards, near corner. Sabres putting on pressure. Shoup coming away with it along the near boards, loses the puck. Good pressure being put on by the Sabres here, having the Hawks into their own zone. And now the Hawks able to come away with it. Forward pass up to Tessel on the near boards, inside the Sabres zone. He's in the near corner, shoots it around to the far corner. Skinning after at number 55 now. For the Hawks, Sabres able to clear and trying to get a pass away and making his connection for Houlihan, but it's intercepted by Shoup, Ethan Shoup. Drop pass over to McDonald. Shoup fires a shot on net, saved by Robbins, rebound loose. Kicked into the far corner, near corner. And another puck is loose. Sabres looking to clear. Along the near boards, far boards, skated into the zone. And that'll be an icing call for the Sabres as they look to relieve some pressure. Another flurry of activity, and Jack Robbins standing tall in his net with a back-to-back saves there. The Hawks putting on the pressure here in the first period. 4:44 to go, no score. In the draw, puck is loose, Hawks corral it. Now they lose the puck, Sabres skating with the puck, moving into the zone is Jake Boudreau. Boudreau on the near boards, near corner. He still has the puck behind the net. Looking to circle. Gets it back over to the blue line. Monty shooting it. Pass attempt over to the near circle. Centering attempt, and that's chipped away by the Hawks in front of goaltender Onabeni. Coming in now. Firing a shot in the glove. Save. Jack Robbins on the scoring attempt by Jake Apostolis coming in. And a great glove save by Robbins to keep this game scoreless. All right, face off along the near boards. Holt taking the draw for the Hawks. And the Hawks win the draw. Puck shot on net from the near boards. Robin holds it, and we'll have another draw. Hawks win the draw, coming in on net. Puck is loose. Oh, whistle blown as the puck escaped the glove of Robbins, but that was after the whistle had blown. So 4:01 to go here in the first period, still scoreless in a faceoff. Another faceoff here inside the Sabres zone to the left, goaltender Robbins along the near boards. Hawks win the draw again. Brown from the point, puck deflected wide. Skating after it is number 5, that's Ryan Kelly. Going behind the net and looking to center. Puck loose. Now a flurry of activity on Robbins, and the Sabres eventually able to clear here. Number 19, Quinn Farness shooting it into the Hawks zone, into the near corner along the boards. Hawks trying to clear, unable to. Walichek has it. Fires a shot from the near circle over the head of Onabeni. That goes along the far board, still inside the Hawks zone. Puck is loose. Hawks come away with it. Unable to make a connecting pass, however, were the Hawks, and they're going to have to regroup inside their own zone. Skating up with the puck and moving forward now is Adam Brown. Adam Brown along the near boards, fires the puck over the head of Jack Robbins, and the puck comes outside the Sabres zone to center ice. Puck battle ensues. Barchetto has it. Barchetto chips it forward. Shoup coming in along the near boards for the Hawks. Gets a soft shot off from the near circle on the near side, and Robin's able to steer that into the corner. Big hit at the blue line for the Hawks, knocking down number 9, Jaden Tkachuk, for the Sabres. He's back on his feet, however. Puck behind the net, picked up by the Sabres' Drew Monty. He shoots it along the near boards. That gets out to center ice, where Ethan Shute grabs it. And now Espinoza for the Hawks, taken away by the Sabres. Mulcair, near circle, drops it behind the net of the Hawks. Kept in at the far point by the Sabres, and trying to make a play for it is number 63, Matthew Johnson. Oh, centering attempt goes wide, comes back out to the point. Shot on net, tipped wide. Good point shot by Drew Monty, was tipped just wide of goaltender Onabeni, and now the play continues inside the Hawks zone. Still trying to get it outside of the zone, Sabres keeping it in. And now coming out with it is number 72, looking to come out with it. He has to tip it backwards, and that puck eventually gets down into the Sabres zone for an icing call. With 1:41 to play in the first period, still no score. Thanks for joining us here on NIHL Hockey on SportstownChicago.com. The Hawks 1 and Sabres 1 teams so far scoreless here with 1:41 to play in the first period. Puck behind the Hawks net. Coming forward along the near boards. That's McDonald over to Tess. Tess into the near corner. He's looking for centering. Over to the far corner. Oh, an attempt. Looking for player pinching in is Lovelace from the point. But that pass attempt was intercepted on its way in. Shot attempt from the far point. Glove by Robbins. And he'll hold on with 1:14 to play. And the faceoff will take place outside. Looks like it's going to take place always. We have a penalty now. Penalty on the Hawks with 1:14 to play here in the first period. Waiting to get the penalty set here. Draw will come outside the Sabre zone in front of their bench along the far boards. Sabres in the white tops with blue pants and the Hawks red jerseys, blue pants, I believe. My eyes deceive me. All right, just waiting for the penalty to be added to the board here, so just a delay before we resume play. There we go. All right, 2 minutes put on the board now, and we're able to move forward. All right, face off underway here. Puck loose at the center ice. Sabres looking to keep possession. They're on the power play. Taken away by McCormick of the Hawks. However, skates in offside as number 11, Timbal, was unable to get onside before McCormick skated in. So the draw will come outside the Sabres zone again in front of the Sabres bench on the far boards. All right. Puck loose. Center ice. Skating after it now. For the Hawks is Shoup. Shoup's going to bring it behind his own net. Shoup. Oh, loses the puck. And the Sabres take possession now. Coming from the point. Shot on net. Oh, just tipped wide. Rebound attempt over the net on the point shot there by number 25, Paravola. And the puck gets cleared down. Paravola's going to pick up the puck behind the net. Robbins left it for him there. He's along the near boards. Tips it up over the pass, getting it over to Farnas. Farnas, connection pass. Oh, what a great give and go there to number 12, Josh Whelan. That will just miss going into the net. And this game is still tied at 0. All right, puck behind the Sabres net. Farnos has it as blue line, chips it to center ice, and that'll do it for the first period. After one period of play here, the Hawks number one team, 0, and Sabres number one, 0. Still 45 seconds remaining on the penalty to the Hawks, so the Sabres will continue to have a power play when we resume play here in the second period. Both teams taking a break here on the bench between periods. Thank you so much for joining us on NIHL Hockey here on SportstownChicago.com. Signals coming in now. Oh. And fans, the Northern Illinois Hockey League is the NIHL, is the largest youth hockey league in Illinois and the second largest in the country. It's made up of 42 travel hockey organizations. Almost all of the clubs are from Illinois, with a few from Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. In this 48th season of play, the Northern Illinois Hockey League numbers 340 teams across all of its playing divisions. The NIHL member organizations field Tier 2 travel teams that compete in the Squirt, Peewee, Bantam, and Midget age groups defined by USA Hockey. The league also offers all girls hockey divisions each season. And we're getting ready here for play to resume in the second period. No score between Hawks 1 and Sabres 1. Hawks still have 42 seconds remaining on a power play now. Carrying it in is Farnas. Gets a shot on net and easily gloved there by Onabeni. As he holds on, and the faceoff will ensue inside the Hawks zone. That faceoff will be to the far corner to the right of Onabeni. Taking the draw will be number 23 for the Wallachek for the Sabres. Hawks win the draw, and they look to clear. Puck is loose. Coming in, he's got a break. Coming in, number 18. Shorthanded attempt, fires, and scores! Angus Nemeth was able to deflect the puck inside the blue line of his own zone and take it all the way down, beating a couple defenders and putting it past goaltender Jack Robbins for the shorthanded goal, still with 27 seconds left on the power play for the Sabres. So the Hawks draw first blood here in the all seasons ice rink here in Naperville, Illinois. Shot on net, saved by Robbins, rebound loose, and able to cover up Robbins as the Hawks putting on additional pressure. That was number 4, Drew Shadle, coming in from the point. Getting a shot attempt off, and then a rebound scramble ensued. Face off to the right of Robbins, Holt for the Hawks. And the Sabres look to win the draw. Puck in the near quarter. Battle ensues along the near boards. Hawks keep it in at the point. Johnson. Johnson rings it back into the near corner. And puck is loose. Hawks looking, Sabres looking to clear. Puck comes loose. Now outside the blue line, they're number 63 for the Hawks. Matthew Johnson chips it back in. Skating right after it for the Hawks into the far corner is rubbed off. The goal scorer there is Angus Nemeth. And now coming out with it and glove save. 98, Jake Apostolos. Coming up with the wrist shot, and Robbins able to make the glove save, and he holds on as we have another faceoff inside the Sabres zone with 11:53 to play. Hawks 1, Sabres nothing here in the second period. Draw along the near boards to the right of Robbins at the point. Brown shoots it, and that puck never got through. Coming away with it is the Sabres. On the far boards, number 25, chipping it into the zone is Paravola, Reese Paravola. Behind the Hawks net and carrying the puck now is number 10, Bellatini. Bellatini tries to clear, unable to, and keeping it into the zone. Good puck battle. Chipping it out was number 60. That was Ryan Vanasek. And coming in all alone again, firing a shot, making the save was Robbins on the breakout attempt there by McDonald. Tommy McDonald coming in all alone, and Robbins standing tall again. He's had a great game in goal. And a backhander and another save by Robbins. Rebound rifled over the top of the net. Puck goes into the corner, kept in by Bellatini, into the circle. Now chipping it along the near boards into the near corner. Hawks maintaining possession, keeping the Sabres hemmed into their own zone. Puck fired on net. Robbins looking for a rebound. They score! Tommy McDonald, who was previously denied on that break attempt, this time was able to pick up the loose change and fired it over a sprawling Jack Robbins, 2-0 in favor of the Hawks here with 10:52 to play in the second period. So a lot of action here from the Hawks here in the second period. And they've been rewarded with a shorthanded goal and now an even strength goal on some of the offensive play they had inside the Sabres zone. Now Walaszczuk for the Sabres is going off for an elbow call. So the Sabres now will be shorthanded, trailing 2-0 here with 10:50 to play in the second period. Hawks will go to their first power play. Face off outside the Sabres zone in front of the Hawks bench. On the far boards. Hawks win the draw. Lovelace has it at center ice. He chips it into the Hawks zone, and that puck is cleared and picked back up by Shadle. Shadle on the near boards. Flips it to center ice to Kelly. Kelly drops it off now to McCormick. McCormick rings it around to the far corner where Timble picks it up. Timble over to the far point. Shadle to Timble. Timble on the far boards. Down behind the net. Centering attempt. Oh, nice give and go there, but unable to make the connection. Rebound is loose. Puck is loose. And around the near corner. Puck moving behind the net now. Number 5 skating with it. Ryan Kelly. Kelly. Drop pack McCormick over to Shadle. Shadle loses the puck at the point, but he keeps it back in. Good job being pressured there. Now Shadle will drop it back off along the to the point to McCormick. McCormick, puck is loose up in the air and they score! I believe that was number 11, Timble, with the goal. And that's a power play goal for the Hawks. They now move up 3-0. So after a scoreless first period, the Hawks have put the pedal to the metal here, and with just 3.5 minutes in, or 3:10 into, 4:10 into the period. Now my math is bad. Either way, it's 3-0 for the Hawks. 9:50 to go here in the second period. Both teams now back at full strength. Loose puck, picking up the puck and skating in now all alone is Lipinski. Lipinski fires a shot! And Robbins able to deflect that up into the air. As the Hawks are getting a lot of breakaway opportunities here in the second period. Already up 3-0 with 9:27 to go. Face off to the right of Robbins inside the Sabre zone. Puck is loose. Little stick corralling there. Lipinski fires a soft shot. Robbins steers that into the near corner. Going after his number 25 for Paravola. Paravola looks to clear, and he gets it out. Tkachuk has it into the Hawks zone over the blue line. Skating in, center ice, fires a shot to save by Onabeni. Puck is loose. Puck is still loose. Battle ensues, and a shot fired and then a save, and finally Onabeni's able to fall on it. That puck was loose for a good several seconds, and eventually a rebound shot. Onabeni was able to grab that, fall on it. Keeps the Hawks up with a 3-0 lead, 9:01 to play in the second period. Draw to the right of Onabeni. The Hawks win the draw. In the near corner, Hawks gain possession. 51 dumping it into the zone. That's Tyler Holt. Tyler Holt going after. We have an offsides call.
actually an icing call. So Holt did not reach center ice. That was an icing call. Draw goes back into the Hawks zone to the left of Onabeni. Hawks win the draw. Looking to push the puck out along the far boards. Keeping it into the zone, however, were the Sabres. Skating after it has been Bellatini. Bellatini trying to move it forward for the Hawks. They're able to get it inside to the Sabres zone, into the far corner. Skating after it is number 18. That's Angus Nemeth, one of the goal scorers here for the Sabres. Oh, and a big hit there by Shadle, knocking down Boudreau just at the blue line of the Sabres zone. Shadle has the puck now. Loses it along the far boards. Sabres looking to keep it inside the zone. Puck battle ensues. Puck still loose. And it looks like we might have a penalty. I think a stick might have came up there, a high stick call. Anytime a puck battle happens that long with several players in proximity, sometimes that's going to happen. And that's exactly what happened. Going into the box for the Sabres, looks like number 60, Ryan Vanisic. So another penalty for the Sabres, and the Hawks go to the power play, already up 3-0 with 7:51 to play in the second period. Faceoff won by the Hawks inside their own zone, looking to clear and getting the puck out to number 33, Charlie Test. Test dumps it inside the zone. Going into it at the corner is Jarecki, John Jarecki. Looks it back to Test along the near far corner. Back to Jarecki. Jarecki has it near corner. Tries to get it to the point. He does. And a shot fired over at the point there. And number 28, Ethan Shoup. And he's going to go after it here in the far point. He'll skate now behind the goal line. And he'll look to make a play. Player knocked down here. And we're going to have a penalty. This time the penalty is going to be on the Hawks. That's number 46, Tommy McDonald, going off for the hook. So McDonald in the box for the Hawks. And Vanisic in the box for the Sabres. Minute 22 left on the penalty to Vanisic, and then it'll be a 38-second power play for the Sabres after that penalty is killed off. Both teams skating, four skaters aside. Puck is inside the Sabres zone along the near boards. The play is gummed up. Now it finally comes out to center ice. Number 63, Johnson has it. He loses the puck. However, that's picked up by Shoup. Shoup inside his own zone. Gets it out to McCormick. McCormick dumps it to center ice where that's taken by Paravola. He skates in over the blue line inside the Hawks zone. Puck chipped out, however. And dumping it back in now, number 48, Monty, Drew Monty for the Sabres. And the Hawks look to clear. Timble has it. Timble to Shoup. Shoup knocked off the puck there. Nice check by number 19, Quinn Farnas. All right. And stoppage of play here. Looks like we're going to have another penalty. Johnson's going into the box for another hooking call for the Hawks. So Matthew Johnson off for hooking. 23 seconds remaining on the power play, on the penalty for the Sabres for Vanisic. And when that expires, the Sabres will have a much needed two-man advantage. As they need something to get their offense generated here. They're trailing 3-0 with 6:03 to play in the second period. Hawks 1-3. Hawks number 1-3. Sabres number 1-0. 6:02 to play in the second period. And the Hawks win the draw again. Skating 4-3 aside. Shot goes toward the net, picked up by number 17 for the Sabres. That's Gavin Driscoll. And puck stolen away by Bellatini. Again, the Sabres currently have a 5-on-3 power play advantage. Sabres moving into the zone along the far corner. He's getting it behind the net right now is number 25, Paravola. Puck is loose out front. Don't have any falls on it. We'll have a faceoff with 5:27 to play in the second period. 14 seconds remaining on the first penalty to the Hawks and a minute 13 on the second penalty. So 14 more seconds for the two-man advantage for the Sabres. Faceoff inside the Hawks zone to the right of goaltender Onabeni. And draw is underway. Hawks win the draw, are able to clear. That's an important clear because that's probably going to kill off the two-man advantage for the Sabres. And that puck gets behind the net for the Hawks. Skating with it is number 6, Michael Becker. Loses the puck, Paravola picks it up. Tries to clear it outside. Hawks hemming it inside the zone. And the Hawks take possession. Now they lose it inside their own zone. Brown tries to chip it out. Tries to chip it out. And we have a stoppage of play. Might be an offsides call. Faceoff will come outside the Hawks zone in front of the Sabres bench here along the far boards, just outside the blue line. Hawks win the draw. Hawks have been winning most of the draws here today, and that's been good for them to set up their offense. Power play still in effect, and a nice quick save there by Onabeni. Is that kind of a surprise shot? He had to get his foot out there just to make it a toe save. Not sure if it would have went on net, but either way, able to steer that aside. 19 seconds remaining for the power play for the Sabres. They're looking to get something generated here. And a big collision at center ice as Shadle and Paravola talk about their Christmas plans. 4:27 to go here in the second period. 3-0 in favor of the Hawks. 13 seconds remaining on the penalty to the Hawks. Faceoff won by the Hawks again. Number 10, Timble. Gets it up to center ice to number 18, Nemeth. And Bellatini will go after it. Puck was tipped on net. Bellatini will have to pick it up for the Hawks. Bellatini robbed off on the boards there by number 19, Quinn Farness. Bellatini got leveled behind his own net. Coming up with it, however, is Shoup. Shoup along the near boards inside the Sabres zone. Dumps it behind the net. Walaszek tried to clear, unable to. Picked off by the Hawks. Hawks have the puck battling behind the net. Going after it is number 17, Gavin Driscoll. And Driscoll looking to clear. He's able to get it out eventually. Farnas tried to keep it. And some contact near center ice. Coming up with it are the Hawks. Nemeth behind the net. Driscoll going after it again. Clears it along the far boards. Kept in at the point by Shadle. Driscoll. His own circle. Far circle. Now Shadle and Driscoll playing giveaway here, or keep away. Oh, and a big hit on the far boards. And whistle sounds. That will be a penalty on Tess, number 33. As he sent number 48, Drew Monty, into the boards. And it's going to be a roughing or boarding call here. Dangerous play there in the corner, so 33 for the Hawks. Charlie Tess will take a seat. Another power play for the Sabres. 3:16 to go here in the second period with the Hawks up 3-0. All right, it might be a double minor call there on Tess, as two players now are in the box for the Hawks. We'll have to see when the first penalty expires. Right now, it's 5-on-4 hockey. Sabres with the power play inside their own zone looking to clear. On the near boards, not out. Puck intercepted. Shot on net and steered aside by Robbins. And the Sabres looking to escape. Center ice pass. Trying to reach number 27. That is Cody Houlihan. And Houlihan skating hard along the near boards inside the Hawks zone near corner. Puck is loose. And we've got a delayed call here. Looks like it's going to be another penalty on the Hawks. The roughing call. And going to the box is going to be Drew Shadle. Well, Shadle to the box. And it'll be 5-on-3 hockey for the Sabres here for at least the next minute eight with 2:24 to play in the second period. Sabres down 3-0 against the Hawks. Faceoff inside the Hawks zone. Hawks win the draw, unable to clear, however, first attempt. Second attempt, finally able to clear, was Adam Brown. So inability to win the faceoffs have hurt the Sabres here so far in this game. Now stretch pass out to number 42, skating in through it for the Sabres, Garrett Klamage. He loses the puck, and shot back down on net. Robin sticks it aside into the near corner. Puck at the blue line. Vanisic skating with it. Now getting it over to Boudreau. Boudreau skating in, and puck taken away there by, nice play by Bellatini. And Bellatini looks to clear. Minute 45 to go in the second period. 26 seconds remaining on the two-man advantage for the Sabres. Puck chipped out to center ice now. Vanisic has it at the blue line. Loses possession, but it's an offsides as number 42, Klamage, just in ahead of the puck, and that'll be an offsides call against the Sabres. Draw will come outside the Hawks zone. Minute 33 to play. 17 seconds remaining on the two-man advantage for the Sabres. Hawks won the draw, but the Sabres gained possession. Puck is loose. Hawks clear. Down inside the Sabres zone. Skating after it is Driscoll for the Hawks in the near corner inside his own zone. Circles behind his own net. He's going to come out up center ice. Over his own blue line. Now he's over center ice into the blue line inside the Hawks zone. He'll ring it around the net. Ethan Shoup looks to pick that loose puck up. And he's having a little trouble with it. His puck is jammed up along the near boards. Sabres keep it in. Skating with it now and firing a shot over the top. That was Farnas. That goes into the far boards. And it's left at the blue line. Inadvertently kicked out, however, by the Sabres. And now 5-on-4 hockey. With 16 seconds to go on the power play, 37 seconds to go in the second period. Hawks have possession, their own blue line. Chipping it forward to number 28, Ethan Shoup. He dumps it into the near corner of the Sabres zone and skating after it, picking up the loose puck, number 19, Farnas. Farnas unable to get it outside of the zone. Number 5, Kelly keeps it inside for the Hawks. Puck is loose, kept in at the point now. Number 14 fires a shot from the far circle, sticked aside by Robbins. Goes along the far boards. Number 14 keeping it in at the point. That's Trey Lovelace. Brown threw the puck in the corner, and the whistle, the buzzer sounds as the end of the second period. Three goals in that frame for the Hawks. No goals for the Sabres. So after two periods of play, the score is 3-0 Hawks as we get set to go into the third period of play. So on my count, I have goals by Timble, Nemeth, and I believe it was Shoup. Three nothing in favor of the Hawks as both teams are gathering around their benches for the brief break between periods here. Thanks for joining us on SportsTownChicago.com. This is NIHL Hockey between Sabres number one and Hawks number one here in Naperville at the All Seasons Ice Rink. Don't forget, the NIHL partners with the Chicago Wolves to hold the league's Wolves Cup Championship Tournament at the conclusion of each season. For more information about the NIHL and its programs, please contact Bob Apter, NIHL President, at www.nihl.info. And speaking of the Chicago Wolves, don't forget that the Wolves season is coming up fast here. So hockey fans, catch the Chicago Wolves at home. First game Saturday, October 15th, 7 p.m. against Grand Rapids Griffins. And Wednesday, October 19th, 7 p.m. against the Milwaukee Admirals. Don't miss the live AHL action. For tickets or any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. All right, getting ready for the draw here in the third period. Hawks win the draw, already up 3-0. Both teams now at even strength as Brown has it for the Hawks, looks to get it outside of his zone. Unable to, Sabres keep it in. Bellatini has it now for the Hawks, looks behind his own net, rings it to the near corner. And Brown clears it. Skating after it now, that's going to be an icing call against the Hawks. Faceoff will come back down inside the Hawks zone, up 3-0. Here in the third period, 12:35 to play. Tkachuk will have the draw for the Sabres. They won the draw, but the Hawks take possession. Brown skating up from his defensive post, chips it in along the near corner, fires it on net, and that's able to get steered aside, but we're going to have a penalty on the Sabres, I believe. As referee goes to the box, signal the infraction. Interference call against number 21 for the Jacob Planka. Jacob Planka off in the box. Penalty for the Sabres. The Hawks will go on the power play with 12:22 to play here in the third period. Already up 3-0. Hawks win the draw. Shot on net does not get through. Comes over to the near point, keeping it inside is Shadle. Shadle gets around a defender, moves inside the circle. Shot hits a skate of one of his own players. Now a centering attempt. Oh, and a nice pass and an even better save by number 32, Robbins. Puck is loose. Sabres really trying to clear, having trouble. Paravella can't corral it. Now picking up the loose puck and firing it. That was Apostolos. And the puck is loose now again. Apostolos picks it up. And it's stolen away at the last minute on a nifty takeaway by number 55, Joey Mulcair. And he throws it down inside the Hawks zone. Hawks looking to regroup and come out of it. 1:13 on the power play for the Hawks. 11:31 to go in the third period. 3-0 Hawks over the Sabres. Shadle trying to make a collection to Nemeth, unable to connect, but he's going to try and get the puck behind the Sabres net. He was unable to do so, and the Sabres look to clear, and they do. Ona Benny stops the puck, gets it over to Shadle. Shadle inside his own zone, behind his own net. He'll stop, look for an outlet. On the near boards. Gets it over to Jarecki. Jarecki along the near boards now inside the Sabres zone. He'll circle around the net and look for a centering opportunity. Gets it back to the far point. Back to Jarecki along the far board. Back to the far point. Back to Jarecki along the far boards. Back to the point. Shot on net is loose. Rebound goes wide. Oh, what a rebound opportunity there for Timbo. Unable to sneak it behind Robbins, and it goes wide. Jarecki has it along the far boards, trying to get it to Ethan Shoup. Then he'll circle and throw it back towards the net. That was deflected by Driscoll. Hawks putting on pressure here. Robbins still standing tall in this power play. Collision in the far corner. Coming out with it is Jarecki. He fires a couple shots. Robbins steers those aside. Power play over. We're back at even strength. And now, over and back there. This puck is offside, so faceoff will come outside the Sabres zone. along the near boards, just outside the Sabres' blue line. McCormick wins the draw, gets it to Brown, back to McCormick. McCormick on the far side, skating in with it was Ryan Kelly, but the Hawks were offsides. And the draw will come back outside the zone, this time outside the Sabres zone on the far side. McCormick will take the draw again. Hawks win the draw. Sabres look to clear, and they do. Brown has it for the Hawks inside his own zone. Chipped it to center ice. Espinoza carries it in, dumps it towards the net. Robbins, whoa! Trying to make a connection, moves it to the far side. And the puck kept in by the Hawks. Now to move forward to Walashek. Unable to corral that loose puck, the Hawks will take possession. Hawks in the far corner. Puck taken by Farnas. Unable to keep it there. And the Hawks come away with it. Intercepted at center ice and thrown back in by Paravella. And Brown coming up center ice over his own blue line, now over center ice. Fires a shot off Paravella's leg. It goes into the corner as Brown will go off for a change. Puck is loose. Sabres looking to come out with it. Farnas unable to make a connection there with the puck. And the Sabres looking to clear. Now Farnas has it at center ice. Chips it forward to Walashek. They have Whalen. Whalen coming in on the left side, but rubbed off the play was number 23, Walashek, on a nice check by the Hawks. Timble carries in now inside the Sabres zone along the far corner. Bumped off temporarily by Driscoll. Hawks retain possession, however. Puck is loose, and it gets kicked into the near corner inside the Sabres zone. Kept in at the point by Shadle. Shadle dumps it into the near corner inside the Sabres zone. Hawks maintaining possession now. Puck is loose in front. Robbins corrals the loose puck before there's any more damage. With 8:25 to go here in the third period, Hawks up 3-0. Hawks number 1-3. Sabres number 1-0 with 8:25 to go in the third period. This is NIHL Hockey on SportstownChicago.com. And the faceoff is going to be to the left of Robbins. Hawks win the draw. Holt won that draw. Johnson at the point dumps it into the far corner. Now a little give and go behind the Sabres net by the Hawks as Matthew Johnson throws it into the far corner. Coming away with it and moving inside is Apostolos. He'll throw it into the near corner now, and picking up the puck was Ethan Shoup. Now number 51, Ryan Holt. Tkachuk tries to chip it away. Unable to, and keeping the puck inside the play was Apostolos for the Hawks. Big size difference between these two teams here. And coming away. Oh, Tkachuk! Almost knocked down by Holt, yet Holt was the one who took a seat on the ice for a moment there. Now play getting a little physical here with 7:36 to play in the third period. Shot on net by Apostolos. Save! Rebound loose! And Robbins, he's lost his stick. Unable to grab his stick. Shoot. Tries to fire a shot from the near point. That's deflected out of there. Robbins, the goaltender for the Sabres, still without his stick. And the puck is finally cleared. And now Robbins will grab his lumber. A scary moment there for the Sabres as goaltender Robbins did not have his stick for a good several seconds. And we have a stoppage of play with 7:06 to play in the third period. Hawks 3, Sabres nothing. Icing call, faceoff goes down inside the Hawks zone. This will be to the right of Onabeni on the near boards. Boudreau for the draw for the Sabres. Hawks win the draw. That's number 8, Jarecki. Hawks chipping the puck forward. Jarecki now at center ice. Moving it forward along to the far boards. Shot on net, tip. Oh, nice give and go. Jarecki had it. Rebound is loose. And number 91, unable to put that puck in the basket, was Martin Espinoza. So close. Puck went behind the net. Puck battle ensues. Jarecki and number 25, Paravella, for the Sabres. And puck along the far boards. Still unable to get it out. Puck is loose. Kept in. Firing a shot was Jarecki over the top of Robbins, And that puck still behind the net. Now Jaracki in the near corner. Skating in. Fires a backhander. And Robbins is able to pick that up. Whistle sounds after the puck drops. Good pressure there by the Hawks with 6:12 to go. They're already up 3-0 and looking to add more. Sabres looking to get any sort of momentum they can to dent the scoring sheet. So far, it's come up empty. They have had a few chances, but obviously the Hawks have been dominating play, especially here in this second period. And Farnas has the puck. Loses that center ice. Lipinski looks to pick it up, and he goes along the far boards, fires a shot, steered aside easily by Robbins. Now loose puck. Hawks Sabres battling along the right post, and Robbins able to seal that up and get another whistle. 5:51 to play, 3-0 in favor of the Hawks. Draw to the right of Robbins. Winning the draw was the Hawks number 81. And it was Michael McCormick. Now the puck gets outside of the Sabres zone at center ice. Whelan dumps it inside the Hawks zone, and skating after it is number 14, Lovelace, Trey Lovelace for the Hawks. Now to McCormick. McCormick at his own blue line, feeding it up to number 72. That's Jacob Lipinski. Lipinski fires a shot that goes wide to the left of Robbins, goes into the near corner inside the Sabres zone. Trying to get out of there was Walaszczuk. He finally does for the Sabres and carry it at center ice. Little head of steam for Walaszczuk. Now he'll circle at the just inside the blue line, lose the puck. And the Sabres look to counter. Puck taken back by Driscoll of the Sabres. Able to move it to center ice. Stolen away by Marchetto. Centering a tip. That goes wide. Into the far corner. Sabres looking to clear. Whelan. Gets it outside of the zone, over to center ice. The Hawks look to pick up Ethan Shoup. Shoup over to Johnson. Johnson to Timble. Timble at center ice for the Hawks. He'll dump it into the near corner. That'll ring around behind the net. And going after it there is number 25, Paravola. And now skating after it is number 20, Marchetto for the Hawks. He gets knocked down. Puck is loose along the far board. Sabres come away with it. Center ice. Knocking it in is Tkachuk. He's skating after it. Battling Ethan Shoup. Shoup knocked Tkachuk off the puck. Two-on-one battle there against Shoup in the far corner as the Sabres are looking to generate something. Now eventually coming away with it is Ethan Shoup. And then over to Timble, number 11 at center ice. He's knocked off the puck. Good play there by Houlihan and Mulcair. Now puck inside the Sabres zone. Number 51, oh, a nifty stick move. Unable to get a shot away. However, now the Sabres coming away with it. Number 9. Oh, Tkachuk a little upset. He was moving in looking for the offensive opportunity. The Sabres were offsides on that one as Houlihan was just in offsides. 3-0 with 3:39 to go here in the third period. Hawks up over the Sabres. Here on NIHL Hockey on SportsTownChicago.com. Live video stream. Thanks for joining us. Apostolos coming in down the lane. Fires a shot. Easily gloved there by Robbins. He'll hold on. 3:28 to go, third period. The faceoff will be to the left of, to the right of Robbins in the far corner inside the Sabres zone. Hawks again win the draw. Kept in at the point by number 10, Bellatini. Bellatini throws it behind the net. Now coming out in the corner there is Apostolos circling inside the corner. Couple men in front, unable to make a connection. Bellatini keeps it in at the far point. Gets it over to Apostolos in the far corner. Rings it behind the net. He was looking for number 18. That was Angus Nemeth again. And now the Hawks continue to pressure. Apostolos over to Nemeth on the far near boards, back to Apostolos behind the net. Puck taken away, however, temporarily by the Sabres. And now puck is loose and eventually cleared out. There's a race for the puck there. Number seven, Brown will pick it up for the Hawks. Trying to come after that puck there was number 42 for the Sabres, Garrett Clamage. And Brown won that race. Now Tyler Holt tried to get by the defensive Paravola. That puck was taken away. Skating inside the zone now. Here's Boudreau, near corner inside the Hawks zone. He gets rubbed off the play. Puck is loose, centered, knocked down. And we have a penalty. Nice centering attempt as Paravola was loose in front in the slot. And just before he was able to get a shot off, he was knocked down. That'll be a penalty on the Hawks. As the Sabres will go to the power play with 2:15 remaining in the third period. And the cross check against Apostolos. 2:15 remaining third period. 3-0 Hawks over the Sabres. Sabres with the power play. Face off inside the Hawks zone. Walaszczuk for the draw for the Sabres. Hawks win the draw. Centering attempt just missing Whelan. He'll go to the far boards. Keep it in at the point. Paravola. And now ringing around a shot attempt. That goes wide. Sabres looking to dent the scoreboard here. Kept in by Becker at the near point. Hawks look to clear, and they do. Now Lovelace has the puck for the Hawks. He dumps it in at the blue line, and it goes behind the Sabres net along the near boards. Trying to skate out with it is number six, Michael Becker. Farnas has it. Sends it over to Whelan. Whelan, he loses the puck at the blue line, and Walaszczuk will have to take the puck for the Sabres. Now Becker. Puck is loose. Whelan goes back inside his own zone. And he loses the puck temporarily, taken away. Coming forward, however, is number 25, Paravola, to Farnas. Farnas skating it out, and a quick shot, and a nice save there by Onabeni. Puck is loose, scramble ensues, and we blow the whistle. As that was a quick shot, kind of caught Onabeni in between, but he was able to knock it down and then eventually corral the rebound with 52 seconds remaining on the power play for the Sabres. A minute seven left in the third period. 3-0 in favor of the Hawks over the Sabres. And we have a timeout now for the Sabres. And while we have that timeout, the Chicago Wolves are proud to support the Northern Illinois Hockey League and their Academic Excellence Award Program. This program rewards the players in the NIHL who are straight-A students in grade school and middle school and honor roll students in high school. And don't forget to keep your eye on NIHL Info, NIHL.info website for upcoming weekly broadcasts of NIHL Bantam games. If you are interested in sponsorship opportunities available on the NHL Game of the Week broadcast, please contact Peter Ferrari at sportstownchicago.com. Check the sportstownchicago.com website for free downloads of all previously broadcast games. Just click on the Northern Illinois Hockey League page and follow the instructions. The NIHL regular season begins in September and will run through February 11th, 2017. All the NHL teams are playing their seeding round games, which will determine where they will be placed for regular season play, including this one. The goal is to group them with other teams that will offer challenging competitive games and with whom they will compete for in a spot in the NIHL Wolves Cup tournament. All right, getting ready to resume action here in the All Seasons Ice Rink in Naperville. Minute seven remaining in the third period. 52 seconds remaining on the power play for the Sabres. The Hawks are up 3-0. The Hawks clear as the Sabres have pulled their goaltender and the Hawks just missed the empty net. Two-man advantage now for the Sabres as they move it into the zone. Whelan, or Farnas, a couple of skating attempts there, unable to corral it, and that puck knocked down inside the Sabres zone with 41 seconds remaining. Sabres looking to get outside their own zone. They do. Taken away, however, by McDonald for the Hawks. He dumps it back inside the Sabres zone. Sabres look to clear. Farnas chips it inside the Hawks zone into the near corner inside the Hawks zone. Puck battle ensues. And coming out with it is the Sabres back to the point. Paravella shooting a puck on net. Puck is loose. Rebound goes wide. Number 19 there. That's Farnas with the rebound attempt. Shot goes wide. 9 seconds remaining and a stoppage in play as we have a whistle. A couple players down. And getting up is Tkachuk as he was knocked down. Looks like we're going to have a last-second penalty here against the Hawks. As the penalty to Apostolos had expired, but now going into the box is number 5, Ryan Kelly, for the Hawks. So a penalty, 8.3 seconds remaining here in the third period. Sabres just looking to get a quick scoring attempt, see if they can put a goal in and go away with a little positive feeling to this game. 5 seconds remaining. Empty net still for the Hawks. Shot on net goes wide as Brown missed the open net as time expires here in the All Seasons Ice Rink here in Naperville. Final score, Sabres or Hawks number 1-3, Sabres number 1-0. And a good effort here in the first game early going for Hawks number 1 team. Your scorers for the Hawks team is Nemeth, Shoup, and McCormick. Those are your goal scorers for the Hawks. And again, the Sabres shut out in this first game as both teams look to get their seasons underway for the seeding round here in the NIHL action in Bantam Gold A. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on SportsTownChicago.com. And don't forget to join us every week as we will live stream games all season long for the NIHL on SportsTownChicago.com. For the NIHL and SportsTownChicago.com, I'm Eric Willowite. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a good night.